Hello, Bluebaggers, and welcome to the Round 17 Northern Blues Wrap, brought to you by Grunt. My name's Danielle from the Carlton Media Team, and I'm joined in the studio by Northern Blues coach, Josh Fraser. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Danielle.
The team hung in there for most of the game against Werribee out at Avalon Airport Oval. It eventually went down by 63 points. That sort of last quarter let us down on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it was an extremely disappointing way to finish the game, but I guess as a coaching group, we probably felt that for the first three quarters we weren't playing anywhere near what we'd expect from one another. So that was disappointing. But again, the fade out was quite concerning. So I guess in some ways when you reflect on it, it's probably a good indication of how far we've come as a group, that we're not accepting those sorts of results and efforts. And in previous games, the players have been able to respond when being challenged, and hopefully we get that sort of response and turnaround this week.
When the team's on a roll, they seem to be able to score quite quickly, and their best is really good. It's just when those lapses sort of happen, that's when it sort of falls apart for a little while there, which really costs us in those little time lapses.
Yeah, you're spot on. It's sort of been a theme all year where we've had just some inconsistencies through quarters and games, and it's really hurt us. And you look at Collingwood, the two times we played them this year, it's been a period of 15, 20 minutes that has probably stopped us winning a game of footy. So the weekend was similar, but I guess, again, to go back to the whole four quarters, I just didn't think we brought the same energy and intensity that we had the week before against Footscray. So that was probably the most disappointing thing.
I saw at quarter time you sort of put it on your midfield group to lift in the midfield. Didn't they respond accordingly throughout the rest of the game?
Yeah, look, there's always a fairly big responsibility placed on the midfield. Obviously, games full of stoppages, and they get the chance to set the tone along with the ruckman. And I've got really high regard for the midfielders and the players that go through that part of the ground. So there is a responsibility attached to those roles and positions. And I felt like we needed a lift around clearances and contested ball in particular. And to their credit, there was a pretty good shift in those areas, but we weren't able to sustain it. And we probably haven't had that next level of midfielders being able to go through there and have impact. When guys like Jones and Wiley and Wilson come off the ground, Cunningham's another one, where they come off for a rest, we just haven't had that next one or two midfielders that can go in there and pick up the slack. So that is what it is. We can't change that at the moment. So we just need a really big effort from those guys, and obviously keep coaching the guys that go through there on a part-time basis really hard.
Delivery into the forward line was also an area that may have let you down. How did you try and resurrect that heading into this week's game against Richmond?
Look, I think we obviously revisit the times when we've been able to do it really well, and whether that's through showing some vision, there might be an emphasis on some training the day before a game, but it's probably twofold. It's obviously the player with ball in hand and his ability to make the decision and execute, but it's also the way our forward line is operating and in working together and leading and blocking and moving and those sorts of things. So we probably had that as a focus for most of the year in terms of our forward group. And again, it came unstuck a little bit on the weekend. But we've got some really good personnel down there, some good character, and we've got some leadership. So I think they'll respond.
And Matthew Dick suffered a hamstring injury during the game. Is he going to pull up okay for this week's match?
Yeah, look, we probably don't think he'll play this week, Dickie, which is a real shame, because he has been quite a consistent performer in our back line this year, and really innocuous sort of incident, just running through the middle of the ground, and he actually went to handball and did a hamstring. So that's fairly unique in itself. But hopefully he's not going to miss too much footy, and we'll certainly be able to utilise him in some capacity, because he does bring some good leadership to the group and he's got a really good understanding of our systems and our structures. So he'll be able to help drive those messages game day.
On a positive note, it was Cam Wood's 100th VFL game. He played quite well and kicked a goal.
Yeah, look, he's been a really durable player, Woody, at AFL and VFL level, and we spoke pre-game about him, and I guess it's a testament to his character that he's been at a couple of AFL clubs, got delisted from Collingwood, went back and applied his trade at Williamstown and performed well enough to get another chance at Carlton. So that was certainly acknowledged, and unfortunately we couldn't, as a group, send him home a winner on his milestone day, but he's certainly been a valuable contributor for us at Northern, and he's put together a pretty solid career.
As I mentioned, we're taking on Richmond this weekend at Icon Park. What are the main messages now heading into this week after last week's performance?
Look, last week was an opportunity we let slip, and as I've said already, it was a bitterly disappointing day for us as a footy club and a playing group. But I guess to see the disappointment of the players post-game was enough for me to think that we're going to respond in the right way. And the game's always about effort and attitude. So for me, I just need to see a shift in the right direction in that area. And I know that our systems and structures will hold up under pressure. So that's probably the first and foremost thing I'm after as a coach, is to see that that effort shift and hopefully sustain for four quarters against a team who's playing some pretty good footy. So we're going to be in for a real fight.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Josh. Really appreciate it. Good luck against Richmond, and I'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Danielle.
And Blue Baggers, make sure you head down to Icon Park on Saturday to watch your Northern Blues in action, with the match kicking off at 2 o'clock.